Let's podcast without our beloved Melissa McGurran. She had to leave early from the show today because feeling a little under the weather, running a little bit of a fever. And
turns out the only prescription is not more cowbell. It's more sleep for a fever.
Is that the only prescription? I feel like you could take some medications. I feel like there's other prescriptions.
Not according to Christopher Walken.
Yeah, but that was his fever. I feel like most fevers, there's many prescriptions that you could take to lessen the symptoms of a fever.
Look, dude, I didn't go to medical school for a reason. And that reason was because I did say that was the only way to cure a fever.
You tried to get into medical school and they were like, all right, what are the prescriptions for a fever? And you're like,
cowbell.
It's more cowbell. It's the only one.
That's how they weed out
and they're like, sir.
The jokesters.
Yeah. Think about how many, if Christopher Walken was a doctor, how many people would die under his watch? You know?
If you're trying to get me to do my Christopher Walken impression, it only works when he's checking his Gmail.
Oh, yeah. So then, after people die on his watch, he then goes to his email to find out what everyone's saying about him.
I'm checking my Gmail. Thank you.
There it is. A limited Christopher Walken. One of the many talents of Kyle Milnemo, our producer. It's right up there with running. It's right up there with producing radio. And it's his limited Christopher Walken. Should not go dismissed. Now, not to be conspiracy theorist, okay?
Let's hear it.
There's too many of those nowadays. I liked being a conspiracy theorist back when it was like less known. You know, now it's too mainstream. But, put on your tinfoil hat.
Let's do it.
Did Melissa get sick because she didn't want to podcast with us? People are asking.
People are asking.
You know, don't shoot the messenger. I'm just out here just passing it along. Did she get sick because she's like, I don't want to podcast with those doofuses today? Look, if you've been a long time listener of this podcast, you know there's been many episodes where Melissa has walked out early.
Mm-hmm.
You know, there's been many episodes where she slumped down in her chair because she was tired. There was one episode where she literally mimicked that one anti-marijuana PSA of the girl sinking into her couch.
Yep.
She did that into her chair in the studio. So all I'm saying is, look, the signs are there.
I know. I tried to get the podcast moved to Monday so I wouldn't have to do it, but you guys didn't bite. So
you're like, hey, we should podcast on Monday next week. Kyle, aren't you out on Monday next week?
No.
No, what? I don't know what you're talking about.
Gotta take this phone call.
You know that marathon you've been talking nonstop about? You know, it's the day after that. It's your day to rest.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, fine. We'll keep it Thursday.
Which, by the way, if you ever do run a marathon.
We'll keep it Thursday, but only if I can do my limited Christopher Walken on the podcast. All right, fine. We'll find a way to work it in.
Check my Gmail.
There it is again.
My gosh, Christopher.
It's so good for one line.
I've perfected that one. That's it.
It's like Jimmy Fallon has a Nick Cage impression where he goes, who, what, where? And that's it.
I'm just glad that I finally can showcase my talents on radio by just doing that one. But it doesn't only work if he was a doctor. Imagine he was a banker.
Yeah.
It's been a high stress weekend. People are losing money. There's worries of a financial collapse.
Yeah.
And so he comes, he sits at his desk. And he realizes there's one thing he has to do to get his day started. You ready? I'm checking my Gmail. Nailed it.
Or how about this?
Okay.
I got another scenario where you could work this in.
Okay.
Christopher Walken gets hired to work with former ESPN SportsCenter anchor Jemele Hill.
Okay. Interesting.
And so, Chris, do you want to talk about the Orioles in the opening bit of SportsCenter?
I'm checking my Gmail.
All right, we'll check with her and let us know. It's really, it's amazing.
It spans so many ways. Here's another one for you.
Okay.
No, they sound a little ridiculous, but let's say Christopher Walken won a contest from US 99. You know, we've been giving away tickets to so many great things.
Yeah.
Won the contest. He was caller number 19 or 20 for the 5 at 8:35.
Yeah, congratulations, Chris.
No, and as we know, Christopher Walken knows his country music.
Right. And his name is his buzzer.
And he nailed it. Christopher, that's how he
buzzes in.
That's how he buzzed.
Yeah.
That was very distinct.
Christopher.
Christopher.
Yeah, it was always really long buzzer, but he could have just said Chris and we would have also accepted it, but...
So he wins these tickets, and as you know, when you win tickets, we do send an email to confirm all the contact information. So he pops onto his computer a little bit later, looking forward to winning tickets to Tyler Childers.
Like, I haven't heard about those tickets yet. I still need to get those tickets.
There's one thing I got to do. What does he do? I'm checking my Gmail. I'm starting to kind of get why Mel would miss out on a podcast.
Yeah, I'm starting to see why she would get sick the day of recording this podcast. Well, what happens when Christopher Walken?
Okay,
he's talking to our co-host about his basketball card collection.
Okay,
and she likes, you know, Melissa has always been a huge Memphis Grizzlies fan.
Huge.
You know, we always know how big of a Memphis Grizzlies fan she's been.
She always says, "Let's go Grizz," when she greets us in the morning.
And the biggest star on the Memphis Grizzlies
is, of course,
Ja Morant. So she inquires to Christopher Walken about his Ja Morant card. And she's like, well, you know, you've got to have, you know, a good one. Like in that, is he wearing their home uniforms or is he wearing their away uniforms? And to that, Christopher Walken replies,
"I'm checking my Gmail."
No, you gotta enunciate a little more. "I'm checking my
Gmail." I didn't realize how versatile this impression was.
This podcast could, like, just when you think, and I'm sure the people listening that have subscribed to this podcast, first of all, thank you for subscribing, rating, and reviewing.
And thank you for listening.
And for listening this and far. Coming back. People have, like, listened to this podcast and been like, this is so dumb. This is the dumbest of the dumb podcast, which is one of the reasons why we make it so short. It's because, you know, look, we're not going to waste your time being dumb. We're going to be efficient when we're with our dumbness.
We're dum-dums. But efficiently.
Right. Actually,
which is why we don't say dummies. We said dum-dums.
We used to be dum-dums. Now we're just dumbs. We dropped one of the dumbs for you.
Because you're welcome.
We're courteous of your time. We know that you don't have a lot of time to hear a couple of idiots just ramble on about dumb Christopher Walken impressions, which is why, you know, we are very efficient with this. But I like to think that the people that have listened to this podcast, and this is now like their second time, at least their second time listening, they're thinking, yeah, yep, this is it. We have found the bottom of this dumb ocean. We cannot search anymore. We cannot explore anymore. We have reached the end. It is the dead end. It is the dumb end of the road. And first of all, thank you.
You know what? We appreciate it. Like, I just feel like sometimes people forget that we do put in a lot of effort to this, I guess.
Yeah.
Like, it wouldn't, it like for instance, imagine, if you will, you meet the guy who played Urkel.
Oh, yeah.
But you don't know him as Urkel. Christopher Walken knows him by his first name, sees him, they're having a conversation, and you walk up to Christopher Walken, and of course, you say hi, and
yeah.
You're like, "Hey, do you and Urkel want to go for drinks later?" And this is how he replies. "I'm checking my..."
Oh, jeez. Oh, geez. Here we go.
I lost it.
Here we go. Get it back, Christopher Walken.
Christopher Walken. Checking my...
Come on, Christopher Walken. You got this.
Come on. Christopher, why do you keep being so weird about this? You can answer.
Come on, you got this.
You know, again, setting the stage.
You're cool, all right?
You're cool. You're the Fonz in this moment.
Come on.
I'm checking with Jaleel.
Oh, well, that makes sense.
Oh.
That makes sense. Yeah, check with Arco and get back to us.
Jaleel
White, man.
Oh, my gosh. So this is the bottom of the barrel.
Yeah,
huh?
I was going to say, apparently we found a deeper level of dumb in this dumb ocean. We have explored the
Watch out, James Cameron. We're coming for you. We're exploring depths unknown in this podcast.
Look, most submarines would not be able to handle the pressure of this depth of of this dumb ocean. They're not even depths. They're dumps.
More like,
folks. Oh, it's been a long day. All right. Look, we're tired. This is how you get us. You get us at our worst. I just want you to know that. You get with this podcast, you get us when we are at our most tired and we had just been done talking for 3 hours plus and having meetings and everything that we do after the show, you know, because people always ask me, that's like one of the main questions I get asked in radio.
Yeah.
Hey, so like when you're done with the show, do you just like get to go home? You know, and I'm like,
you know,
well,
what's funny? They never ask the producer that. You know why? Because they probably know the producer
know
has
the producer.
To do stuff.
Yeah, you got to. Yeah, I mean, you should just leave that with your producer. And I'm like, yeah, that's a good idea. I'm going to start making my producer do that.
I have noticed I've been doing a lot more work lately.
Yeah.
Hey, wait a minute.
Yeah, remember when you did my taxes last weekend? That actually wasn't in your job description. I lied about that.
Excuse me?
Yep. When you got hired, we said, look, can you do taxes? And you're like, yeah. Okay, good. Final question. Can you do impressions of anyone from the 1996 suspense thriller, Nick of Time?
And what did I respond? I said, not only can I do that, I can do him doing an ad read for us. And you're thinking,
yeah,
Kyle, what? And this is what I said. I said in the interview, I'm checking my Mies meals. Hired on the spot, ladies and gentlemen.
I was like, damn. And at that point when we hired you, I didn't even think we had Mies meals on board as a client.
No, you just
But we knew we could use that as a pitch. And so, you know, it's wild.
Meals.
It's wild. Also, why did I pick Nick of Time when referencing a Christopher Walken movie?
I mean, I was trying to think of
all the movies, Christopher Walken's IMDb page is longer than CVS receipts. And somehow I picked Nick of Time with Johnny Depp.
You couldn't even.
No, I guarantee you every single person listening to this podcast right now has never seen that movie.
I have never seen that movie. You could have done Catch Me If You Can, obviously.
A great one.
Click.
Oh, I forgot he was in Click.
Man on Fire. Sleepy Hollow was number 4 for him. I just feel like that's not correct.
He should be in every Tim Burton movie, Christopher Walken.
Joe Dirt?
I almost went Joe Dirt, but instead I said, no, Nick of Time is the
Balls
better
Balls of Fury. Kangaroo Jack is listed before Nick of Time, by the way. I can't even find Nick of Time on here. Ants?
Nick of Time, I think it was 1996.
It was Nick of Time. Sure. Yeah, he is in Nick of Time. There are 1, 2.
Counting on a 16, podcast. 1995. I was close with the year. That's pretty good on my part.
24,
the thing, 27, 28, 29, which, look, I'll filibuster for Kyle while he counts. The thing I love about Nick of Time.
41! 41 movies in Christopher Walken's repertoire that come before Nick of Time. You could have picked any of these 41.
See, the thing I love about Nick of Time, okay? Here's something that will make you want to go watch this movie. Maybe. Hopefully. It's a good movie. It is a good movie. The thing I love about Nick of Time is it is 90 minutes in length, mm-hmm. and the entire movie takes place during a 90-minute span. So every minute in the movie is a minute in or every minute in real life, I guess, is a minute in the movie.
Interesting.
Yeah, and so he's like racing against the clock to like get this job done.
Isn't it? It's a hostage movie, right?
Kind of. Okay, I'll just tell you the plot because I think this it probably you can read about this in the synopsis. He is basically someone kidnaps his daughter, mm-hmm. and he has to kill I think it's the mayoral candidate for Los Angeles or. Or it's the...
You know, that common twist that always happens.
Or it's the president. It might be the president.
I hope it's the vice mayor of president. Los Angeles. I love the idea of them being like, what's a high-ranking official? Now they're like, mayor? Oh,
that's... Okay, that's one thing that always bugs me. Did you ever see the movie Sudden Death with Jean-Claude Van Damme?
I don't think that's the one where he plays hockey, right?
Where he plays hockey. It takes place at Game 7. I think the Blackhawks. They play the Blackhawks in the finals. Mm-hmm. The Stanley Cup final, Game 7. It's in Pittsburgh. And Jean-Claude Van Damme is a fireman. His kids, or there's like a hostage situation taking place at Game 7. And in the booth, like in this suite, luxury suite, where the hostages take over the luxury suite, is the Vice President of the United States of America. And so Jean-Claude Van Damme has to like stop this terrorist plot and try and, one, save his kids because his kids are in there in the arena too, but also stop them from assassinating the vice president. My biggest gripe with that movie, and there's not many because I love that movie. Why the vice president? You very easily could have deleted one word from your entire script and just heightened the movie so much. Like if I think any vice president in the history of time, first of all, I don't think anyone could name most vice presidents in the history of time.
No.
So who cares? I mean, don't get me wrong. Look, I don't want to sound treasonous. We all care about the vice president.
But it would, like, could you imagine, though, like the guy pitching it and was just like, look, like, does this whole build up? You're like, all right, so who's the kids? And they're like, ooh, I haven't thought about that.
Yeah.
And they're like, well, what about the mayor of Pittsburgh? You're like, you know, I feel like we can boost it up because I think mayor is a funny title. And someone's like, president. And he's like, that seems, but the president come to Game 7? Let's boost it down. And, but I also love the person in the back that was probably like, Speaker of the House? Anybody?
Yeah.
It's they're like, no, God, we need something you more always than... try to work the Speaker of the House.
Yeah,
the
we're
thing.
Not doing the Speaker of the House at a hockey game.
He's got things to do.
This isn't Canada, okay? It's America.
What about the representative from the 34th district, guys? I don't think anyone wants his kids. And I don't even think he would get Skybox.
Why do we keep letting
game?
Craig in these meetings anyway? And then finally, someone was like, all right, what about? And Craig's like, the vice president? And we're like, damn it, Craig. Actually, you know what? Craig, that actually isn't that bad.
That kind of adds up because the vice president's job is important, but he probably could take away time to go to Game 7. He's a high-ranking official enough that people may want to steal his kids.
Sure.
Because I think that's also something you're forgetting here.
Maybe the vice president's from Pittsburgh, too, you know?
How important...
Maybe that's his team.
...is the person... Because that means their kids have to, like that, the more important someone is, the more likely their kids are kidnapped. According to movies.
Yeah.
President's kids, yes. I've seen.
First kid.
I've seen first kid.
Yeah, with Sinbad.
And that kid deserved to be kidnapped.
He was kind of annoying. He did deserve to be kidnapped.
I didn't like him.
Honestly, I felt bad for Sinbad having to be the detail.
Yeah.
Assigned to him. Yeah.
But as we go, like if you were even just a congressperson. You're high ranking enough, but I don't think you're. No one's looking to steal the kids. Vice president's kind of that perfect middle ground too. Though.
Yeah.
I. But kind of getting back to the nick of time thing. So it was the mayor.
No, I did find out. I did find out. It was the governor.
Ooh, so
the governor of California.
I wish it was mayor.
Within 75 minutes, he's handed a gun at a train station and ordered to kill the state governor within 75 minutes, and threatened to murder his child if he doesn't comply.
I forgot.
Christopher Walken's the bad guy in that movie.
That I have seen this movie, actually. It was on like Showtime, I think.
It gives off mad Showtime during the day feels.
Yeah, like it was one of those like you just flip it on. It's like, well, Nick of Time's on. Yeah. I guess I'll watch this.
Right.
But there was a part, the reason I remember this was because it popped up on my phone, like the YouTube clip of it.
hate you so much.
And the part that I forgot that I've seen is when the bad guy, obviously Christopher Walken, is told, hey, man, I sent you photos proving everything that we did. And Christopher Walken says the infamous line, I'm checking my Gmail. It just tied the movie together.
I hate you.